Shalom and welcome to this word this week. And this is Paul speaking. I'm director of Come to Zion Ministries and Inspired Faith Broadcasting. In this week's word, we're going to talk about the cross and what does it mean and what is it about and what does it mean to those of us who are Jewish believers. The cross is a very touchy subject, but I'm going to touch it today, because it is incumbent upon people to understand exactly what the cross is. See, if you look at the word cross all through the last part of the Bible, everywhere that it is used, it is used in exactly in the same way. The first time it's used is in Matthew 10:38, and it says, "And he that take not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me. And he that takes not his cross," and this is a Greek word, and it's storos, and I think I pronounced it correctly. In Strong's, it's 4716. "A stake or post set upright, an instrument of capital punishment," or as an example, self-denial. Well, the cross was an execution device that was used on millions of people. It's the same as the guillotine. It's the same as the electric chair. It's the same as the ovens during World War II. It was a way to kill people. But why did Jesus, Yeshua, die on a cross? This is the question. Why did he die on a cross? And there's a reason for it. One of the worst and basest things that happened to a Jewish person is if they would be hung on wood, tree, etz in Hebrew. And the word is etz. Here in Genesis 40:19, the first time it's mentioned in the Bible as an instrument of punishment, that you, within 3 days, shall Pharaoh lift up your head from off of thee, and shall hang you on a tree, and the birds shall eat your flesh from off of thee. This is an interpretation of a dream. But it was the worst thing that could happen. It was a showing of disrespect to someone in the house of Israel. Genesis 40:19 is the first example of someone being hung from a tree or from wood. Genesis 40:19. In 1 Samuel 31:10, and let me go to that. 1 Samuel 31:10, it talks about how Saul and Jonathan were treated by their enemies. "And they put his armor in the house of Ashtaroth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan. And when the inhabitants of Jezgilead heard of that which the Philistines had done to Saul, all of valiant rose and went all night and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan and burnt them there." This was the worst insult that the Philistines could do to the king of Israel: hang him on a wall, hang him on a piece of wood. Now, I know you're all saying, well, you know, Jesus died on the cross for us. Well, he did. He died on the execution stake, and it happened to be the type of execution instrument that was used in those days. It certainly was. It was a stake that he was nailed to. But is his death what brings us victory? How, look, do we go back and look how Jesus was beaten for us? How was he beaten? With fists, with a whip, with a chain, with a board? We don't know. Whatever they used in those days to beat people with, he was beaten so bad that people didn't want to look on his countenance as he walked up the Via Della Rosa carrying that piece of wood that he was going to hang on. All the cross was an execution device, a stake or post set upright, used for capital punishment. That's what it was. Yes, he died for us on the cross. His Father turned his back on him and allowed him to die for you and me. But guess what, folks? That he gave himself readily to go to that wooden execution stake would not be important today if it wasn't for the resurrection or the victory over the death. And when a Jewish person looks at a cross, a Jewish believer, you know what they see? They see a symbol that was waved over people for 2,000 years as the reason that people in the name of Jesus killed other people, including the Jews. That's what it's seen as. Not as something holy, because it's not holy. A piece of wood to hang a body on is not holy, folks. The act of the death and the resurrection is what's holy. Now in the Bibles, Matthew 10, Matthew 16, 27, on and on and on, the word cross is used. He that not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that does not pick up his cross. Well, in Strong's, they use an example of self-denial. Expose yourself to death. If you don't pick up that thing that is persecuting you and do atonement for it, you can't move forward in Jesus. In Matthew 16, 24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man shall come after me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. Self-denial, atonement. He wasn't literally talking about picking up an execution stake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you understand here that the cross as a symbol has been misused over the years, just as people have killed other people in the name of Jesus for the last 2,000 years and forced people to convert to Christianity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understand that the cross is not holy. The action that Yeshua did for us, that he gave himself for us, that he died for us, allowed himself to be nailed to that piece of wood, the ultimate degradation and shame of someone that is in the house of Israel, and he is part of the house of Israel. He was born in the house of Israel, the seed of Abraham. He died as the seed of Abraham, and the most degrading, shameful way was to hang him on a piece of wood, hang him on a tree, hang him on a gate like they did with Saul and Yohanan. So it's not the cross that is important, but it's the action of our Lord and Savior that he did for us. He allowed himself to be beaten for us. He allowed himself to be mutilated, his facial features, for us. He allowed nails to be driven through his hands to be put on that stake for us. He gave his life for us But the victory over death is what he showed us through that whole ordeal. His body hanging from the cross is not what saves us, is not what gives us victory. The total act of the dying for us, loving us so much that he died for us. And then the victory over death to show us, look, my dear children, my dear friends, my dear brothers and sisters, look what you have to look forward to. Do not fear the sting of death. I've taken it away from you. I've shown you the victory over death, and it doesn't make any difference how you die. Amen. So don't be offended when someone, especially from the natural seed of Abraham, says, the cross is no symbol for me. Because it isn't. You know what the symbol is? Being hung on a piece of wood. That is the ultimate shameful thing to happen. That's the way they punished people, even in biblical times, before the Romans, if the person had defiled God. Or they wanted to show how low the person was, they hung him from a cross. So the symbol of being hung on a piece of wood is another Hebraic meaning you must understand from the Hebraic standpoint. The cross is not important. It was another way of shaming and putting down our dear Lord, just like they were beating him. The important thing is that he did it, and he carried that shame for us, for the sins we did. He got nailed to that piece of wood for my sin. He was nailed up on that piece of wood because Paul, me, because I sinned and he loved me so much that he would take the ultimate in degradation and shame for me so that I didn't have to suffer it. So by his blood being spilled and me being covered in his blood, he has washed that shame away from me. He has washed that degradation away from me. No matter what I've done, no matter how bad I've been, no matter how shameful I have acted, he took the ultimate point of shame in Hebraic tradition, in Hebraic writings, and he took it for me so I don't have to suffer it. And he took the sting of death away from me because I know now, because he did that for me, I was able to be born again and come into the presence of the Father, sweet smelling and cleansed of sin. I know now that even though I walk through the valley of death, I have no fear. It makes no difference. Because we have victory through Yeshua, through Jesus, we have victory. It's important that you understand the Hebraic roots, folks. It's important that you understand how to think by reading the first part of the Bible. You learn how to look at the last part of the Bible. It's so important to read your Bible all the way through, more than once. Let God speak to you. Let God teach you the way that it should be done. The house of Israel, the seed of Abraham way of thinking, folks, about this whole thing. The cross, that piece of wood, was an execution device. It was a device used, a means to an end. The holiness comes from our Lord and Savior. The holiness comes from the act that he did for us. The death, the resurrection, the coming back to the apostles, the sitting with them, proving that there is victory over death and victory over evil. Hallelujah. So don't be offended when someone who thinks Hebraically says, the cross means nothing to me. Hanging on a piece of wood would be total shame for me, but my Lord and Savior did it for me. I don't have to do that now for my sins. Hallelujah. Understand what is being said. Please look at it from a Hebraic standpoint. Because in Galatians 3:29, it says, if you believe in Christ, you are the seed of Abraham and entitled to the covenants. Well, covenants are only made with the house of Israel, with the Hebrews. So think about that the next time that you see someone wearing a cross. You don't have to go up to them and say, why are you wearing an execution device? But tell me something, or let me tell you something. Don't put down someone who doesn't think that the cross is holy, especially if they're a believer, because it's not. He is our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for giving the spirit of listening to those who listen to this program today. Thank you, Father, for giving me this word for this week. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Tune in again next week at the same time for another word from Paul. That's me. Coming direct to you from Come to Zion Ministry Center in Kiryat Yam in the Holy Land. If you have any questions or comments about what we talked about, all you have to do is drop me a line, paul@cometozion.org, and I'll be certainly glad to answer any questions you have. God bless you, and thank you for listening.